of Chesmen Beis, the last few lines from the two dots where it says the mnemonic kibbutz gayos saka parnei simon. That's what we got to. It's five lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, gadol yom ha-gshamim ki yom kibbutz gayos. The day rain, the rainy day, is as powerful, as great as the day of kibbutz gayos, the gathering in of from all the Jews from all over the world. Shenemar, the pasuk says, shuva Hashem shivisenu kafikim ba-negev. So returning kafikim, ve'en afikim el matar. So again, returning, when Hashem returned to all our people who need to be returned, it's like kafikim ba-negev, like afikim. Ve'en afikim el matar. It's like the day it rains, shenemar, vayu afike yam. So afike is a lashon of water, a lashon of rain. Further, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, gadol yom ha-gshamim she'afilu gayasas poskos bo, shenemar, so the gayasas poskos bo, what is gayasas referred to? Refers to what? Like legions of the army? So even these these legions of army will stop, shenemar, tamel rava nachas gidudeha. So lashon rava is lashon of rain, we've seen this before. And Lashon of Gidudez refers to these army battalions. So I guess we see from here somehow that the rain, Tamer Rava, is going to call Nachas, rest, to Gidudeha. Okay, so again, we've, I think, compiled in 15 different statements of how the Yom Kshamim is Gadol Ketchias Mesim. It's like Brias Olam, a number of them, and they all need to be understood further, but there's a long list of Yom Kshamim is Kiyom something. So now the very last line, actually not the last, second last line, Amar B'Yochanan, Enak Shamim Netzar and Elabishvil Poskei Tadak Barabim Ve'Nosin. This is also the reason, this is like also the 15th reason why rain might stop, is because people who say they are going to give, make a pledge, are going to give money to Tzedakah, and they don't end up giving, that's a cause for rain to stop. Shenemar V'Nisim V'Rach V'Geshem Ein Ish Misalo B'Meses Sheker. So how do we learn that from this Pasuk? So, so you see Rashi Nisim Viruach, last Rashi in the page says, Ba'in li olam ki'ilu gshamim yardin, ve'inu yardin, b'shvil sha'ish mishala b'meses sheker, d'kashem shehu osa l'fanim, u'machna fesalaniyim, af shemayim machnif nes'aretz, shemar nisiyas viruach v'geshemayim. So what happens is the sky looks very, cloudy, and the wind's coming, you feel the sense that the storm's coming along the way, but it ends up not happening. So too, a man says, I'm going to pledge money and never ends up giving it. So we see that's what it's like when a person pretends. He makes a pledge to give and doesn't give. It's like when the sky gives you the impression of giving rain, but it actually doesn't give rain. That's the comparison to Enoch Shaman Netzar and Ella Bishop Poskit Staka Vein and Nosen. Now the Gemara goes on to a completely different discussion. A well-known Gemara in Tainus, Amar B'Yochanan, my dichtiv, what does the Pasuk mean? Aser Taser. Says the Drush, Aser Shetisasher, that by person taking Meiser, it's going to make him rich. Discussion, which Meiser are we talking about? Pasha is talking about Meiser, Meiser's drum, takes Meiser person every single year, the person gathers all his grains together, and gives Meiser on that grain. What about Meiser Ksufim? So look at Tosos, Aser Taser. Tosos says, Hachi Isa B'Sifrei, Aser Taser, Es Kol Tvua Zarecha. All your Tvua, you're supposed to take Meiser, give it to the Levi, and give it to the Yani. I only know anything that grows in my field. What about ribis, pragmatia, v'chol shar ravachim? What about business? Money, meiser, ksafim. What about that? Is there an obligation to take meiser from meiser, ksafim, or from ksafim? Says the Tosfos, me nine. Tamalomar, es kol, dehavamatzi lemer, es tuasecha. My kol. Why does the Pasuk say kol tuascha? The rabbis, ribis, pragmatia, v'chol davar shemar viechbo. And he goes on to bring a whole story as well to prove the point. So we learn from this Tosfos that Maisek Safim is a din deraisa. That's what they say according to Tosfos. That's Pashup Shah and Tosfos. Others say, no, there's only a smach de ba'alma. It's a drasha, but it's not really supposed to be taken seriously, but it's a serious thing. It's a mitzvah midirabanan. And yet there's a third opinion, that of the Bach. The Bach says the Maisek Safim is only a minhag ba'alma. Those are the three basic shittas in Maisek Safim. So if that's the case, none of us, I don't think any of us have any farms, not that I know of, maybe someone does have a farm out there, but any of the Maisek that we take is really subject to machlokas, deraisa, derbanan, or minhag. And this is the Tosas that really serves as one of the sources that it might be deraisa. Okay, so then the Gemara goes on to say, Ashkech Rabbi Yochanan, the Yanuka of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, who was the brother-in-law of Reish Lakish. Remember the story that Reish Lakish was swimming in the river, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Reish Lakish, you're so powerful, come learn Torah, and I'll even let you marry my sister. So he married off his sister to Reish Lakish. And the child of Reish Lakish, who was Rabbi Yochanan's nephew, so once Rabbi Yochanan found this nephew, and says to him, Amar Lei, Eimel Li Psukecha. Say a pasuk to me. They used to do this all the time. Say a pasuk. So the nephew said, Amar Lei, Aser Taser. That's the pasuk that came to mind. Amar Lei, my Aser Taser. So the nephew says, what does it mean, Aser Taser? What's the double lashon here? So Amar Lei, Aser Bishvil Shetis Asher. So the drush is that you're supposed to take Meiser, and you're going to get rich because you're taking Meiser. So Amar Lei, Menalacha. So the nephew challenges his uncle, Rabbi Yochanan, how do you know this? Amar Lei, Zil Nasi, go try, go test it out. So Amar Lei, so the nephew says, what do you mean? Mishari l'nsuye l'akadosh baruch hu? Are you really allowed to test the kadosh baruch hu? V'akasiv, the pasuk says, lo sin asos Hashem. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, so Yochanan responds back, hachi amar Rabbi Hoshaya, chutz mizu, you're right, in general, you cannot test Hashem, but the one exception is Meiser. This you're allowed to test Hashem. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, pasuk Malachi, he view es kol ha-maser el beis ha-otzer, bring all the Meiser to the storage house, if I don't do this, if I don't, like, almost like a test, if I don't open up all the aruvos hashemayim, all the gates and the doorways above in shemayim, I'm going to send the bracha ad bli dai, and my ad bli dai, how much bracha, what does it mean? What does it mean ad bli dai? Amarami Barchama, Amarav, Ad Shivlu Sif Sasechem Milomer Dai. Until people say it's enough, you have enough bracha, that's enough. So this is the pasuk that proves that although in general it's usher to test Hashem, when it comes to taking Meiser, one may test Hashem. So a number of interesting things that are discussed regarding to testing Hashem. One is the big machlokas Rishonim, what exactly is the hagdara of the Isser of testing Hashem. So Rambam writes, the Isser is not to test Hashem, it's really to test a Navi. Not to test Hashem, to test a Navi. That's what Rambam says. And the Achronim say, it's a Mufurish Gemara here in Tainis that says it's about testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, not about testing a Navi. So what's the Rambam talking about, testing a Navi? So they say that really, this Gemara is only talking about a Dirabanan level. Midderais, when the Pasuk says, Lo sinasu es Hashem, that means don't test a Navi who's sending the word of Hashem. And when it's talking about outside the context of a Navi and testing Hashem, that's the Gemara here, that's only an Isser Midderabanan. That's how they wiggle out of that Gemara for the Rambam. Doesn't seem so clear, though. Pashup Shad is like the other Achronim say, that the other Rishon rather say, it's usher to test Hashem. And there's the Chinuch and the Ramban who actually write, there's two Isserim. There's an Isser to both test Hashem, and there's an Isser to also test the Navi. He says there's a certain Nevuah he got from Hashem, a certain Tava to do. You're allowed to test the Navi, and you could also test Hashem. Now, the question is, why is Meiser unique that this is the only mitzvah out there that you're allowed to test Hashem? What was so special about Meiser that this is the only exception? So a few answers are given, just to tell you a couple of them. The Prisha writes that because since it's Vadai going to happen that you will be granted the Bracha, it's Vadai, says the Prisha, so there's not really testing Hashem, it's not a test. It's about emuna. It's going to happen. So just do it. You're not testing. It's going to happen. That's how the equation works. You take Meiser, you will get richer. And that's all there is to say. It's not even viewed as a test. That's how the Prisha says it. Other reasons given is that... who says this? The Sefer Abatim. Sefer Abatim is a Sefer that's written in the Rambam. So he writes that the idea is to strengthen one's emuna. It is a test. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to strengthen your movement. He's trying to instigate you. Come on, test me. The person's going to be forced into, okay, I want to take the challenge, and that will hopefully bring about more emunah and bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, back to the Gemara now. So the Gemara says another story between Reish Lakish and his nephew, Rabbi Yochanan and his nephew, rather. The Gemara says, Amalei, actually really continuing the previous story, I stopped a few lines short. Amalei, Ihava Mati Hasam, Lahai Psuka, Lo Havisa Tzvichelcha. So the nephew, who apparently had not made it through all of Tanakh yet, he didn't make it to Transar, he said, had I reached that pasuk yet in my learning, I would not have needed you, uncle, to tell me the answer. I would have known that Meiser was an exception to testing Hashem, but I didn't reach it yet. Ulo Shachar Ravka, I wouldn't need you, nor would I need your Rebbe Rav Hoshaya. Okay, so that's what the nephew said. Seems a little bit sharp.
I think this is the nephew that he attempts to kill.
Oh, that's the next part right now. So you see, Reish Lakish is also pretty sharp, so I guess he passed it on to his son as well. Another time, Rabbi Yochanan came across his nephew. The Yosef Amar Avelas Adam Tisalef Tacho VaHashem Yizaf Libo. So he's saying this pasuk. Now, what's the exact title of this pasuk? Let's see. What do you say in the English there?
Meaning that the dumbness of a person when he makes a chet,
mm-hmm.
it causes him to.
It seems, I guess, aves adam, a person's mistake, tesalif darcho, makes him go off the derech,
right.
Val Hashem, yizaf libo, and akarish baruch becomes very angry and will ultimately punish such a person.
No, it's the other way. No.
Yeah?
No. He gets upset on Hashem, but he doesn't understand that Hashem is punishing him
because
he made a chet and not because.
Okay, so he gets upset at Hashem. He's like, why did Hashem do this to me? And he's not realizing his own mistakes.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's the pasuk that I guess who the nephew was learning at the time. So Yosef Reb Yochanan says, the Kamatame, he was wondering, wait a second. Amar, he says to himself, or maybe out loud even, he said, Mi'ika midi dechsivi b'chsuve delo v'miziba araisa? Is there anything that's mentioned in the Ksuvim, right? This pasuk is found in Mishle. Anything mentioned in Nach that's not hinted in the Torah? It can't be. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains, very powerful Rashi. V'lo ramza Moshe b'araisa. It's a little bit higher up than where we are in the Gemara. He says, Shachumish hu yeso nevim ksuvim. This is the foundation not only for the Torah, but this is the foundation for nevim and ksuvim. And all of them has a hint. So everything found in Tanakh is all really hinted in the Torah itself. And as soon as we find this, this helps explain the Gemara and the Dharm. The Gemara and the Dharm tells us that the Klai Yisrael not sin in Cheda Egel, all we need is Chumash and Yeshua. We wouldn't need the rest 24 books of Tanakh. What do you mean? How could you do with that? Yeshai and Yirmiyah and everything else? Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah. So one explanation is because we would have had a little bit more insight from Kabbalah Satorah, and we could see how all those ideas are really hinted in the Torah. After Chet Egel, we lost that ability to see things, so we needed everything to be so clear written in Tanakh, and now we could look back, if you're in the level of Yochanan, then you could look back to see how it's hinted in the Torah. But had not been for that, we could have seen that on our own. So Rabbi Yochanan was wondering, where in the world we see this pasuk is hinted in the Torah? So Amar Lei, the sharp nephew, Atu Hamilo Remizi, come on, you don't think it's hinted in the Torah, uncle? V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say, V'yatalibam, v'echardu ish alachiv lemor? And the nation, left their hearts, and the men trembled. Lemor, mazal sasalakim, lanu, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing to us? So they got so upset at Hashem for punishing them, not realizing that it was their own fault that caused the punishment, and there should be no anger towards Hashem. So B'yochanan dal einaha, he lifted up his eyes, and Rashi explains, Rashi dal einaha, Rabbi Yochanan, Shayu afafav mechasin es einav, his eyeshadow or eyebrows or eyelash, one of them was very long, covering up his eyes. And magbin b'mazlagi dekasva, he had these silver forks which lift them up so he could be able to see. The Baba Kama Perak Achron Shaya wrote to the Rosa Mipnei Shuchar. If he wanted to see, he was so sharp. Now the Gemara in Baba Kama is talking about when Rav Kana came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. He had to flee because a whole murder case happened, so he fled to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Kana's Rebbe said to him, don't ask any questions to Rav Yochanan. Wait, I think 7 years or so. And some time passed, and Rav Kana started asking questions to Rav Yochanan, one after the next after the next. Yochanan said, who is this person who's asking me all these questions, who's ripping up my shir? He lifts up his eyebrows or eyelashes, and he sees Rav Kana. Rav Kana had this smirk on his face, always like plastered to his face. He thought Rav Kana was making fun of him. Rav Yochanan got so upset and killed him. And afterwards, they went to Rav Yochanan and said, what do you do this for? That's how he looks always. Why? So he went to the kever where he was and brought him back to life. So this is the Gemara that we see. He had these long eyebrows that he had to lift up. So here too, Rav Yochanan lifted up his eyebrows to see who said this. So quickly, Chazib Be'asya Ema, so his mother, who was Rish Lakish's, who was again Rav Yochanan's sister and Rish Lakish's wife, quickly said, Afkisa, remove, get out of there, because Amr Lei, she says, Ta mikame de lo lavcha lecha, kedavid lavucha, get out of there before Rav Yochanan kills you like he killed your father Rish Lakish. And that's how Rish Lakish died. Rav Yochanan was so upset after he had killed Rish Lakish, he had no charusa anymore. So that's the famous story of almost killing his own nephew. Now the Gemara goes on to back to the stories of rain. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, or Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Matar b'shvil yachid, Parnasa b'shvil rabim. So rain comes because of an individual, and Parnasa comes because of a rabim, a tzibur. Mata b'shul yachid, one individual can be zochet to the rain all on his own. Dichsiv yiftach Hashem lecha, Hashem opens up for you individually, es otzaro hatov laseis mata artzecha. For an individual, Akash Baruch is willing to bring rain. Just for one person's zechus. Parnasa b'shvil rabim, parnasa, in a much larger scale, that comes because the rabim, bread. So bread's parnasa, matar simply rain. So rain will come because of a yachid. But to allow the land to produce bread, that only becomes in the zechus of the rabim. So Gemara challenges this. Is it really true that the only rabim, the parnasa only comes because of the zechus rabim? Meisiv, a very well-known Gemara, interesting Gemara. Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Shlosha, Parnasim, Tovim, Amdul Israel, that Klai Yisrael had three great leaders. They're great leaders who also served to be Mepharnes, who helped sustain the nation. Eluhain, Moshe, Aaron, Miriam, the three brothers and sisters. The Shlosha, Matanos, Tovos, three great gifts, Unisnu, Al Yadam, were given on their behalf. Eluhain, Be'er, V'anan, Uman, that the well, the cloud, and the Aman were all given on their behalf. And the Gemara goes through one by one. Be'er b'zechus Miriam, the well came in the zechus of Miriam. Amud anon b'zechus Aaron, the cloud became because of Aaron, and man b'zechus Moshe. So what happened? Mesa Miriam died. She was the first one to die of the three. So Mesa Miriam, she died. Nistalik, that's next week's parsha, I believe. Nistalik ha-be'er, so the be'er left. Shenemar v'tamas sham Miriam. Miriam died. Uksib basrei v'lo hayamayim leida. They had no water, and they were complaining, where's the water? And then the Chazar, then the Be'er came back, b'zechus Shneim, and the zechus of Aaron and Moshe, who were still alive. Then Meis Aaron, later in this Parsha, next week's Parsha, Aaron dies, Nistalko Anani Akavo, then the cloud leaves, Shneimar, Vaishma HaKnani Melch Arad, who was Amalek also, Mashmu, what do they hear? They heard something. What do they hear? Shama Shemes Aaron, they heard that Aaron died, Vnistalka Nani Akavod, and since Aaron left, that means the cloud left as well. Vchasavar Nisnu Lo Rishish Lihilachim B'Yisrael, they thought, oh, now it's okay, their protection, their defense left, there's no more clouds, let's go attack them. Vainu Dechsiv, Vairu Kaleida Ki Gava Aaron, all the nations saw, literally they saw that the Aaron died, and the Drasha there, Amar Rabbi Bohu, Atikre Vairu, Ela Vairu, with double yuds, meaning they feared. They feared because Aaron died, they lost their protection, Ki the Dar Shlakish said, the word ki, mishamish ba'arba lashonos. There are four ways that the word ki is used. E, if, dilma, perhaps, ella, deha. Four different ways. So the way the pasuk is read is, ki gava Aaron, they saw that, not because, they saw that Aaron died, and they got scared. Okay, so now what happens is, so the Anani HaKavod leaves because Aaron dies. Chazu Shneim, both, it seems that also, by the way, the bear also left when Aaron died, because the Gemara says, Chazu Shneim, both of them returned back. It sounds like the bear and the Anani HaKavod both had left at the death of Aaron, but both of them returned b'zechus Moshe. With Moshe Zechus, he was the last one standing. So Mace Moshe died. Nistal Kukulan, all three left. The Be'er, the Man, and the Anani HaKavod. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, this is found, which Pasuk is this? Is Zechariah. V'achid es shloshes harom b'yorech echad. That I got rid of the three shepherds in 1 month. So Gemara says, v'chi b'yorech echad mesu. Did all these three shepherds die in 1 month? Halo Miriam mesa benitam. V'aron v'av, Moshe b'adar. They all died in three different months. So Ella Milamid Shinispatlu Gimamatanos Tovos Shinisna Yadam, that we got rid of all three gifts that came about because there's a chus of all three of them. Vinistalku Kulum Bayerch Echa, they all left in 1 month. Because when Moshe died, all three are left in one shot in Adar. So either way, after this whole very nice discussion, we see from all this, Alma, Ashkechen Parnasa Bishul Yachid. So we see the whole reason why we brought this above, the Gemara told us that Parnasa only comes because of the Rabbim. Here, Moshe was obviously a Yachid, yet he was being mifarnes the entire nation with the Man, with the Be'er. So says the Gemara, Shiny Moshe came into the Rabbim who? By Kirabim Dami. Since it was for the Rabbim, it was as if Kirabim Dami. Even though Moshe was actually a Yachid, but it was for the purpose of the Tzorach the Rabbim, it had the same status as the Rabbim. We have this elsewhere, I'm trying to remember the Gemara, where I think it comes to the Mahos, that we view Tzorach as being Rabbim as well. Ring a bell, Gemara and Brachos, maybe? No, it rings a bell that we view Sarah as Karabim.
I mean, we have it by Moshe, by the Sanhedrin, that we say that he had a din of nine olive.
Right. That's not quite Rabim. That just he's more than one man. There's a Gemara somewhere, I'm not remembering where. I think it's Gemara and Brachos that talks about Sarah or maybe the Shvatim having a din of Rabim also regarding another halacha. I'm not remembering where it is, though. Okay.
Our province does say about Rav Chanina ben Dosa that the whole world was Mefarnes because of Rav Chanina ben Dosa, and he couldn't even be Mefarnes himself except like on a Kaaba.
Right, yeah. That's interesting Gemara. So how is that the case? The Gemara at the end of the parak there talks us Rav Chanina ben Dosa said he was, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought Parnasa to the world just because of him, and he himself didn't even eat so much. He had like a little small piece of bread that was enough for him, yet in his zechus, the entire world was being fed. So that's a good question, how that works with this Gemara here. Unless you say he somehow also had the din of a rabbi like Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the leader of the world, of the nation, at least during that time. Okay. The Gemara now at the bottom of the Amud, Rav Huna bar Manoach, Rav Shmuel bar Idi, Rav Chia Mivastanya, these three Gedolim, Havu Shchichi Kami de Rava. They would always learn from Rebbe, from Rava rather. Rava was their Rebbe. Kinach Nafshe de Rava. When Rava died, us the Kami de Rapapa, they said, let's go learn from Rapapa now, he'll be our new Rebbe. Kolei Masa Hava Amr Luhu Shmaisav Luhu Hava Mistavr Luhu. Whenever Rapapa would say over a shir, and it didn't really make so much sense to these three Talmidim, Hava Miramze Adade. They start hinting at each other, like, I'm not sure, making faces, or, so look, Rashi, last line says, Achavi lehadadei marinu mabitin zelzeh, they look at each other, delol tzalkalei shmaisa karava, like, showing his face, like, what's Rapapa talking about? This is nothing like what Rava used to teach us. And they kind of make fun of him. Rapapa realized what was going on, and chalash daite, they became very, very upset and hurt by this. So, Akrui b'chalma, he saw in the dream, the following pasuk, v'ochid eshloshes haroim. So this is the pasuk we saw before, that the three shepherds are going to be wiped out in 1 month. So l'machar, the next day, kiyava miftir minei, when after shir is over, amar lahul, so Rav Papa says to these three tamidim, lizlu rabbanam b'shalom, go off b'shalom. And b'shalom is a lashon of, is either b'shalom versus lishalom. Lishalom is what you say to a person who's going to go off to travel, he should be safe. Bisham is what you say to someone who's going to die. So he basically said, based on the pasuk that he saw in his dream the previous night, he said, you guys are going to die, in other words, Lech Bishalom. And I'm not sure what happened after that, but the Gemara doesn't tell us. Okay, we bring that story simply because the pasuk of Achid es Shloshes Arom. Then the Gemara says, Rav Simi bar Ashi have a shchiach kamei de Rapapa. Going along with stories of Tamidim of Rapapa, Rav Simi was also Rebbe, or was a Talmud rather, Rapapa. Have a makshele tuva, he would ask a lot of questions to Rapapa. So Yoma Chad, one day, Chazi denafel alape. So he once saw Rapapa fell on his face, and Shama, he heard Rapapa whispering, Damar, Rachmana litzlan mi kisufa deshimi, please protect me from this great embarrassment that Rav Simi is causing me. So Shama, Kiba le shisukusa visulo akshele. So Rav Simi felt very bad, he was guilty. So he took upon himself to stay quiet, he'd attend the shir, I guess, but he wouldn't ask any more questions. I see Rapapa had a difficult time with this Talmidim. Afresh Lakish, so back to these stories of rain now, Afresh Lakish, Savar Matar Bishul Yachid. He also felt, like we said in the beginning of the middle of Amud Aleph, that rain comes...
It seems that he was doing Tachit and Mephilas Apayim.
It wasn't like during the Shir, he was like troubled during the Shir? You thought it was just a Tachna later on?
It says here, Yom Echad Ra'al Roshimit Rapapa Nofil Al Panav Le'amirat Tachanun.
Let's see, that's the Ritva says that in Bab Metzi, apparently. Okay?
Interesting. It seems that it was during davening, but and during davening, he said, while he was doing tachanun during davening, he actually added to that.
Interesting. That I see they're quoting a Ritva in Bab Metzi, which says that's Pshat here. Pasha Pshat wouldn't have said that, but Ritva says that, and who am I to argue, especially if there's no other.
Wife would interrupt somebody for, I don't remember who it was, because she knew that if he would get to in the field of town, her brother would die.
So yes.
I don't remember who's the wife, I remember who's the brother.
Yeah, 100%. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Ritva is found on that very Gemara. Uh-huh. Telling Rabbi Eliezer, that whole thing, the whole fight, and Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Eliezer about who's right, lo b'shamayim he. That's the whole discussion there. So very good. So one day, it was, they thought no tachon was being said, so she wasn't watching over him, and she missed something, and then ended up, it was 2 day Rosh Chodesh, maybe, something like that, and then he ended up saying Tachanun, and that's what happened, right? So I guess on that Gemara, the Ritva makes this comment, connecting these two Gemaras. So I guess he felt that it was talking about during Tachanun, even during Tachanun, which is, by the way, a continuation of Shemona Esrei. A person's not supposed to speak between Shemona Esrei and Tachanun. It's really viewed as a continuation of it. So I guess that he made his... Tfilos, bakashos during that tfila as well. Okay, now Vaf Reish Lakish Savar Mata Bishul Yachir. Reish Lakish felt also that rain came because of an individual that could bring rain. Parnasa comes because of Rabbim, but Mata comes because of a Yachid. The Amar Reish Lakish. What's the source that rain comes because of one individual? The Chassid, the Pasuk says, this Pasuk is found where? In Zechariah. Shalu me Hashem matar, beis, malkosh. Person asks for rain. Hashem ose chazizim. Hashem makes chazizim matar geshem yiten lahem. Leish, to a man, ase basada. To one individual, Hashem brings rain to one man. So that's the source, says Reish Lakish. Yachol l'chol, maybe everyone's going to get rain, not just the person. Tamalomar, leish, no, that person's going to get rain, nobody else is going to get rain. V'tanya, the Braisa says, ileish, if it refers to a person, yachol l'chol sadosa, maybe to all his fields of this individual who's getting the rain. Tamalomar, sada, one of his fields. I'm not sure why, which field, how that works. Isada, yachol l'chol asada, maybe it refers to the entire field, the one field that he's getting, maybe the whole field's going to get the rain. Tamalomar, esev, the grass. So I'm not sure why the situation ends up being like that, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to bring rain to a particular grass and not to another grass on a particular field of a particular person. Of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu can make it very, very isolated and locate and focus the rain to one place. So that if only one grass requires a field and this person's worthy, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to make the whole field rain. Not all his fields. He's going to make whatever grass needs is going to get the proper rain in light of this one individual. Kihad the Rav Daniel. There was a story with Rav Daniel Bar Katina. Hahi Ginsa had a certain garden. Koyoma have a every day he would go and check out. Rashi says sire means ma'ayin. He'd look into it. But I think there's a Me'iri that says answers every single day at the end of the day to check it. Yeah? Okay. So this is Mir. So every day he would check his garden, his produce. So it's a good idea. So Amr, how Mishay Bai Mayav, how Mishay Lo Bai Mayav, he would say, okay, this grass needs, and this patch of land doesn't need rain. It would rain wherever he needs it. Wherever the rain, wherever the patch of land needed the rain, that's specifically where it would rain. Gemara goes back to the pasuk that Reish Lakish brought above, that the source that it could rain for one individual. My Hashem ose chazizim. The pasuk said above, Hashem makes chazizim. Now, what's chazizim? Like little aftergrowths or something? Is there? What does the word chazizim mean? I think it means clouds. Okay. Oh, the Gemara is about to say that. Okay. So what's chazizim? So Amar Biyosi Chanina Milamed she called tzaddik v'tzaddik haKadosh Baruch Hu ose lo chaziz b'fnei atzmo. So every tzaddik is granted his own chazes. Well, we still don't know. My chazizim, what is a chazes? So Amr Yehuda porchos. It's a porchos. So the Gemara says, okay, Amr Yochran, simul lamater porchos. The symbol for rain is porchos. Well, my porchos. Tell me what's porchos. They don't know what chazizim are. So Rav Papa finally comes to the rescue. Amr Rav Papa, Eva klisha. Tusa Eva smichsa. It seems like a very thin cloud that's below a very thick cloud. That's what chazizim are. Right. So and sometimes you have very thick clouds, and below you have light clouds like passing underneath. The small light clouds passing underneath apparently are the individual clouds that are given to tzaddikim. So we don't know of such things, but apparently tzaddikim, if they have gardens or farms, these small clouds are going to go to their property and give rain to whatever needs. Some of Yehuda, Nihila Mikami Mitra. If there's Nehila before Mitra, what's Nehila? So Rashi says Nehila is kimo kitma Nehila. Like a little kitma is what? A piece of wood, a small wood chip, I think it means. She daka, very small. If there's gishamim dakin, like a little drizzle, kikimcha, like kikimtanele, like flour, fine flour, shehi daka haban tchila lamater hakach bamater. So if it starts with a drizzle, we know rain's coming afterwards. That's usually a good sign. If you see drizzling, it means rain's going to come. So again, Amar Yehuda, Nihila Mekami Mitra, Asi Mitra Basa Mitra. It means that rain's going to follow rain. There's going to be a lot of rain to come. Pasik Mitra, Mekame Mitra, Asi Mitra. So what's that saying?
Shirut Keshem Dak, Imhu Yurut Bifne HaGeshem HaRagil, Ba HaGeshem, Klomar. ואילו כשירד גשם דק, אחרי שירד גשם רגיל, פוסק הגשם. כלומר, סימן הוא שעומד הגשם להיפסק מיד, להפסיק מיד.
It looks really wrong. It says, Nihila mikme mitra, asi mitra, kama. Basar mitra comes after mitra.
Ah, right. I see, okay.
Basar mitra, pasik mitra.
So, again, read that again. Nihila mikami mitra, if it's drizzle before the heavy rain, asi mitra, means rain's coming. Basar mitra, if the drizzle comes after the rain, it starts off heavy, then starts to settle, then pasik mitra, that means rain stops. Okay.
But it's just giving a meteorological
yeah.
information.
I guess so.
If you're in shul and it starts drizzling after rain, you should wait a little longer.
Right.
Yesterday it was mamish drizzling the entire day in the city, and it never rained hard in the city.
Oh, really?
It was like a constant drizzle the entire day.
Well, these are weather patterns in Eretz Yisrael in particular. It doesn't necessarily apply outside.
The heavy rain was by the Tzaddikim yesterday.
Why
the Tzaddikim got the heavy rain? The city, it was just...
Harry was drenched yesterday, so... So mitra mikami mitra. Mikami mitra, ase mitra. So didn't we just say that before? If it's before rain, then rain comes. V'simanach, what's the mnemonic to help remember that? Mehulsa debaser mehulsa. So what's mehulsa? That's Rashi says mehulsa is shemaschila yotze kemach dakel v'sof sovin gasin. What exactly does a mehulsa mean?
Siv.
Okay, starts off the smaller things come out and then the bigger things. So that's the mnemonic to remember how drizzling and then heavy rain. And now, if it's a case of the baser mitra pasik mitra, if it's drizzle afterwards, that means rain stops. Simanach charya de eze. So that refers to the. Okay, so the tsoa of the goats. So it starts off a lot, then just starts to beat off with a little bit. Okay, so that's the mnemonic to remember, heavy rain followed by drizzle. Now, Ula, there's one case, Ula ikle the Bavel. It seems Ula visited Bavel often. If you follow the cases, he goes to Bavel pretty often. So one time, Ula was visiting Bavel, and Chazar Porchos, he saw these clouds, these small clouds, these thin clouds below the heavy clouds, and it was the chazizim of the tzaddikim. So Amalhu, he says, Pranu mani dasha, astamitri. He tells everyone, bring in your kalim from outside, it's about to rain. So, lasof lo astamitri. In the end, it didn't rain. Samar Kiecha the Mishaki Bavli, Hachi Mishaki Mitrayo. Just like the Bavlaim are a bunch of liars, so too the clouds lie as well. So, well, we see a number of places in throughout Shas how the Bnei Eretz Yisrael looked very much down upon the Bnei Bavel. I'm trying to think of other Gemaras as well. We saw this in the Gemara in Pesachim, in the Arvei Pesachim about the Bavlaim hating each other, right? The Tamid Chacham of Bavel hating each other, right? We saw that was one of the four things, I think. Sonim Zed, I think. We said, the Kelev, Tarnagolim, I think, and third one, and the fourth one, the Yesh Omer says, even, I think, Tamidei Chachamim of Bavel also hate each other. So we see things like that often. Also, there's a mission in Menachos that comes to mind, that, talk about the Menachos and the people eating the Menachos, maybe Karbanos, eating them raw before it gets roasted, and they would call them Bavlonim or something. It was a derogatory term that would call people, you're Babylonian. So this is a number of places this comes up. The Bnei Yisrael very much looked down upon the Babylonians. The Jewish Babylonians, that is. Anyways, the Gemara continues in the story with Ula. Ula ikle Bavel. He went to Bavel not yet another time, maybe the same time. Chazu malit sana de tamre mezuzah. He saw they were selling a basket of dates for just one zuz, very, very cheap. So Amar Malit Sana Dedusha, a basket of honey, Bezuza, U Bavloi, Lo Aski Baraisa, and they didn't learn in Bavel. Apparently learning was very weak at that time of Ula. So how it's so cheap. You could just go to shul, you know, pay a dollar, buy a basket of honey, and go eat to learn the rest of the day. You don't need to make a parnasa. So he did this. He paid gave a zuz and had a basket of honey of dates. Belila Tsaru, the night time he got such a stomachache from all the dates he ate. So then he said, Amar Malitina de Sakina. He said, a basket full of knives, Bezuza, Ubavli Oscar with the rice. So then he was so amazed how he was able to learn with such stomach pains. So then he was impressed by what the Babylonians were able to do. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Kola Olam Kula Mimeme Okinus Hu Shosa. Rabbi Eliezer felt that the entire world gets water from the ocean. Shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us, V'eid Yala min ha'aretz v'hishkes kol p'nei ha'adamah. This is the Pasuk in Bereishis, that an eid Yala, a mist, will come up from the ground, and it's going to, ultimately, through the clouds and come down as rain, it's going to water all the land around the world. So Amalei Rabbi Shur says to Rabbi Eliezer, How is that possible? All of us know that the ocean is salt water, and the rain that comes down is not salt water, so that can't be the case. No, the clouds sweeten the water. So Bishu Omer, Kola Olam Kula Mimayim Hel Yonim Hushos. He argued, he felt that all the world is really watered from the water above. Yesterday David was telling us that somehow the meteorites are full of ice, and then they hit the atmosphere, it turns into cracks and the moisture in the air. Somehow explained to me through science that the Mayim El Yonim is where the water comes from. So that supports Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. So how does Rabbi Yeshua know this? What's the Pasuk? He's not proving it from science, he's proving it from Pasuk. He proves it, Shenemar, Lematar HaShemayim Tishtemayim. The rain of the sky is going to give you what to drink. So Ela Ma'ani Mekayim Ve'ed Yalim in Arts. So what I learned from the Pasuk in Bereishis that tells me, no, the mist comes from the water, and that goes to the cloud, ultimately bring rain. So what's that Pasuk tell me? Milami, to teach me, Shehananim miskabrim, the clouds become very strong, V'olum l'rakia, and they go all the way up to the rakia, U'poschim pim kenod, and they open up their mouth like a little jug, and U'mekablin me'matar, they receive the rainwater from the Shemai and the rakia, Shenemar yisku matar le'edo umnukaves hein kikivra, that the mist goes to the clouds or something and opens up holes like a sieve, ubalos umechashos maim al gabe karka, and it begins to rain the ground. So when the pasuk says eid yale, it doesn't refer to rain, it refers to the cloud. The cloud goes up to the rakia. From the rakia, the maim el yonim empties out the water into the clouds. The clouds come back down close to us and it empties out. Shenemar chasher, how do you pronounce that word? Chashras Maim Avesh Chakim, and V'ein Bein Tiplafayim. So that's the pasuk that supports this whole theory of Rabbi Yeshua. V'ein Bein Tiplatipa Ela Kemali Nima. Now between each drop that comes down, there's just a small little hair between each of them. L'lamedecha teach you Shegadol Yom Akshamim Kiyom Shenivru Bo Shemayim Ba'aretz. This is all to teach us that the day it rained, we already saw this idea, is like the day the world was created. Shenemar Oseh Gedolos Adin Cheker, that the one who makes these grand things up until no end. Uksiv Anosin Matar Al Pnei Aretz. So we have the connection. Uksiv L'Halon Halo Yudatim Lo Shmata Halo Kel Kashem Ein Cheker Tzvunaso. The first Amud of Tainus, we saw this. We have a connection. Cheker, rain comes with Cheker. Bria Olam is done with Cheker. Through this Gzeir Shavar, we see that Yom Hakshamim is Ki Bria Olam. Okay. Fine. Let's continue. Right, what's the time? Still have plenty of time. Well. Okay, we'll continue. We'll try to make it to the top of the next page. I think we should not have a problem. Now, Kiman Ozla, who does the following piece go like? The pasuk says, Mashke Harim Mel Yosef, that we water the mountains from the upper sky, I guess. Right, Rashi says, Mimai Mel Yonim. Who says this? Samar B'Yochanan, Mel Yosef Shea Kadosh Baruch Hu, from the upper parts of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, referring to Mimai Mel Yonim. Kiman, Rabbi Yeshua, V'Rabbi Eliezer, both of them. So, Kevin Desal Kilhasa, Mashke Mel Yosef Karilu. This goes according to both. Certainly according to Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua felt that the water that we get is really from Mayim El Yonim, so that certainly goes well with his pasuk. But even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who felt it came from the ocean, still the ocean goes up to the Shemayim, so once it's viewed in the sky, it's still considered Mel Yosef. Even though it's not actually from the Mayim El Yonim, it still can be considered Mel Yosef Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Then the Gemara says, if you don't say this, that it goes according to both Rabbi Shun and Rabbi Eliezer, Avak, the pasuk that's found in Devarim, Avak v'afer min ha-shemayim, hi'chem ishkachas lo. Avak and afer, dust and dirt that comes from the sky, where do you find this? So what's the question here? So of course there's no dirt and offer in the sky. So how are you going to teach this pasuk? So let's just see what the continuation of the Gemara says. May this help us out. So says the Gemara, Ella came in the madly lahasim in shemaim karle hachanami came in the salkil hasim meil yosef karle. So the Gemara is saying pasuk. Of course, in Tocha, when you read in Kisavo the pasuk avak v'offer min shemaim, there's no dirt and dust in the sky. It's obviously, it doesn't mean literally. So just like that pasuk doesn't mean literally minas shemaim, so too when we say mal yosef doesn't literally mean minas shemaim. So therefore, that's why it could even be the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So although Rabbi Eliezer felt that the water from the ocean is what gives us rain, and it goes to the Shemaim, he could call that Mel Yosef, even though it's not really Mel Yosef. Just like this pasuk in Kisava, when it says Avak V'af from Minas Shemaim, it doesn't literally mean Minas Shemaim, because dust does not come from the Shemaim. It's just, it looks like it's from the Shemaim, I guess.
Yeah, because when it doesn't rain, it goes on the air, and then it falls back down.
When it doesn't rain,
it's dry. And
that's what Avak V'af refers to?
Right. So the wind comes, and it blows it, and then it looks like it falls back down, but it was there already.
When it blows like dust from the ground and picks, it looks like it's falling from the sky.
Yeah,
so it gives the appearance, that's part of the tocha, it gives the appearance that it's raining dust, if you will. Okay, so Pazik says you're going to have this crazy, let's say, sandstorms. Looks like it's raining sand, but it's not obviously raining storm, raining sand. So although the Pazik calls it Minas Shemaim, it doesn't literally mean Minas Shemaim. So to hear when it says Mal Yosef, it doesn't literally mean Mal Yosef. It just means it rains from the clouds. But really, Rabbi Eliezer feels that the water comes from the ocean to the clouds and back down. So very interesting machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, how the rain works. Okay, now the Gemara says the last two lines of the Amud, Kiman Ozla, who is like the following opinion, the Amr Rabbi Chanina. Kones karned mehayam, nosein ba'atzeros tomos. So all the water of the yam, of the ocean, is gathered together in a node, in a little pouch, then it gives the otros tomos, it gives from the deep storage houses. So mi garam leotros shismalu bo bar tomos. So who is the opinion that thinks that's going to cause all the storage houses to be full of water? Ki Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. It seems like it goes according to both. Oh, sorry, Rabbi Eliezer, that's how it is. Rabbi Eliezer feels that Mehayam, it's the water from the ground, the tomos, the depths, is what fills up the Shemaim. So Rabbi Yeshua, what is Rabbi Yeshua going to do with this pasuk? Hahi, B'riyasa Shalom, referring to. That's not talking about in general, that's talking about the way the world was created. Look at the top Rashi and Yud Amud Aleph. The entire world was full of water. He gathered the water together in one area, as if he was gathering it together in a node, so to put them in storage houses. So by doing so also, that's how Akash Baruch Hu created the land. Land appeared when Akash Baruch Hu gathered the water together. So that's what Yeshua says this pasuk refers to. Okay, so we'll stop here.